So, can the Alex Jones model work for other filmmakers? I think it can. And I don't think you have to make controversial, paranoid conspiracy theory documentaries. Certainly, I think his model of making documentaries, a daily radio program that's constantly talking about the issues in his documentaries and other issues related to it, that model definitely suits documentaries on controversial topics that aren't getting mainstream media attention. I don't think Alex Jones's model would necessarily work if mainstream media was discussing the same conspiracy theories that he's discussing. So I think it definitely, the whole fringe thing works. I wouldn't be surprised, and I have no data to back this up, I wouldn't be surprised though that if I reckon the majority of his audience believes or at least seriously entertains many or most of the conspiracy theories that he outlines. I say theories in plural, actually it's one big conspiracy with many sub-conspiracies within it, all of them leading towards the establishment of a tyrannical world government, 1984 style. George Orwell is mentioned often. I wouldn't be surprised if most of the audience that takes this stuff seriously, although they're a minority of the population, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Alex Jones has captured most of them. So even if only 1%, it's probably more than that, but even if only 1% of the population globally in the Western English-speaking world take these conspiracy theories seriously, I wouldn't be surprised if Alex Jones has captured at least the imagination, if not the loyalty, of well over half of that 1%. Now, for an individual filmmaker making independent documentaries, distributing them online and selling DVDs directly, that's an enormous audience. Gigantic, particularly compared to most documentary filmmakers. I wonder if this system of directly of making one's films, selling them online, but also giving them away online, I wonder if that works for drama. First thing that pops into my head is that unless the drama is also about a cause, a controversial cause, a cause that isn't getting mainstream attention, one of the problems with drama is once you've seen a drama once, that's it really. If the drama's purpose is solely to entertain, it doesn't get you fired up. It isn't a cause. Unless, of course, it's a film like Star Wars. And that's what Star Wars did to change everything. People, fanboys, including me, went to see it more than once in the cinema. More than twice. And that was very unusual. It was, you know, cinephiles may have seen films more than once in the cinema, but not general members of the public. Now, in the case of these controversial documentaries uncovering dark hidden secrets, I think it works in that I think people really are buying more than one copy of his film so they can give it to friends and family to try and convince them that these conspiracies are true. Certainly that's what he's encouraging people to do. Although, to his credit, he's also encouraging them to send emails around with links to the YouTube versions of the videos that people can watch for free. But that just, at the risk of being cynical, that just adds to the honest, truth-seeking image that he's trying to portray. And I don't doubt his genuineness. Would this work for drama, I wonder? In particular, feature films. Could independent feature filmmakers make a feature film, give it away online, but also sell the DVDs? I'm not sure if it would work. The first thing that springs to mind is maybe in the case of a feature film, they don't give it all away. They give away the first 20, 10, 20, 30 minutes, perhaps in installments over time. And in the lead up to that giveaway, have behind the scenes making ofs, discussing the topics that are covered in the film, if they are worthy of discussion. And in the case of pure entertainment, maybe just purely entertaining podcasts / internet radio shows to build an audience. And then you do the giveaways of the first 10, 20, 30 minutes. And then, once you've built an audience, you can then try and find an actual cinema distributor, or maybe distribute it yourself straight to exhibitors, theatre owners. The harsh reality seems to be filmmakers, like novelists, as I've just been reading recently, have to bring not just a finished film to distributors, but an audience. They have to bring an audience as well as the film. It shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is. The internet offers a chance to build that audience. But how?